the amount of antimatter that they have and they can actually take is immeasurable compared to the amounts that we can actually make in laboratories.
Is there a worry that there's that distinction between fiction and fact in this movie, that there's misinformation about what antimatter really is? Does this count as dramatic license, or is this something that ought to be either corrected or obviously explained?
We would like to take the opportunity to explain it, but we're certainly don't have a problem with the fictional account of the antimatter and the science behind that. For example, there's a lot of fiction in Star Trek that is that is not science fact, but it's still very fun to watch and enjoyable. And so it's not that we have a problem per se with the technical details, but we are taking this opportunity to clarify that some of the actual science fact is actually is just as exciting as the science fiction.
Is there a 30-second layman version of what antimatter is without going into, obviously, the very complex things behind it?
We're made of particles. You probably remember from your science class protons, neutrons, and electrons. And in fact, nature allows for particles like protons and neutrons to have what are known as antiparticles. These particles still have mass. They would have weight and take up space, but they would carry the opposite electrical charge of for example, a proton would have an antimatter counterpart, which is known as an antiproton. It's a real particle which we can produce. What's special about antimatter is when it comes into contact with matter, the mass of the weight of these particles can be converted into pure energy. So that's actually very interesting in the fact that you can have this very efficient transfer of mass into energy. That goes back to Einstein and E equals mc squared.
How much energy can that produce, though? I ran across one quote saying that if you put together all of the antimatter that CERN has produced so far, and we're talking about incredibly minute quantities, I guess, you'd be able to power a light bulb for a few moments.
That's right. Another way we like to say it is that if you take all the antimatter that's ever been produced, you could probably warm up about one cup of coffee. The transfer of mass into energy is incredibly efficient. The problem or the limitation is the minute quantities of antimatter that we can produce, and that's we were actually calculating I should also say that there's a laboratory here in Northern Illinois known as Fermilab,
right,
where, in fact, I do my research and a lot of us do research as well, which is very closely related to the laboratory in CERN in terms of our physics reach. And if we look at how quickly we can make antimatter today, and we say, how long would it take us to make the quantity that was used in the movie? That is about 100 million years for us to get to a quarter of a gram of antimatter, which is what was used to make the bomb in the movie.
But as we see with computers and memory, the old standby logic is that things multiply over time. So how much of a leap do we have to get between what we're producing now and something that could be useful, much less weapons grade?
Well, I think you're exactly right that there's always a possibility for major technological improvements. But one of the things that's important to note about antimatter, and in fact, one of the things we want to talk about in the public lecture is that it's not really a viable energy source in the long term, because the amount of energy you needed to create the antimatter is actually much more than you would ever get out of it. And so even with technological advances that might make it much more efficient or easy for us to make antimatter, the amount of energy that would go into that is way, way larger than the energy you get out. In the case of a bomb, of course, it's spectacular to get all the energy out momentarily. But then, in fact, if you look back over how long it took you to put that energy in, you had harnessed more energy to make the antimatter than you would ever hope to get out of it.